One, two. Yo, you got Lord AGP up here in this motherfucker. Yeah, and I bounce down here with the hitman. Yeah, and what he's about to do is get into this life and death situation. Some old real rugged shit for years. Yeah, so just kick that shit, nigga.
I know a nigga doing time for a crime he committed. Living mad tripe, took his boy's life with a kitchen knife. What the fuck was you thinking? What you doing? Your boat's sinking. Your life is ruined to the point of no return, and you can't come back. Is this how you react when you in hell the crack? Ayo Jack, you went down for murder of a sort. You was fiending, it's all your fault, motherfucker. Since way back you was the devil, your ass cold flip took you to that other level. Now follow the leaper as I get deeper. You ain't your brother's keeper, nigga, you's a creeper. Creeping, but guess what, they caught ya. To the family of Charles Mack, yo, we support ya. Talking about master, the way you had to go was a disaster. Even though you're gone, I'ma still broadcast ya. And let niggas know that they better watch their back. You thinking that's your man, but your man just might attack. Give a rest in peace to my nigga Charlie Mack, cause that nigga Boogah was on crack. Damn, now Boogah is this nigga I knew from back in the day. We went our separate ways, but he remained a crazed lunatic and a sick horror flick watching. A 260 pound fat sloppy Sasquatch. The neighborhood joker, the fat funk provoker. Who would ever think that big boy would become a smoker, broker, than the rest of us? He never had stuff. And niggas that no one will agree his life was mad tough. Indeed, was a bummer, funky like the drummer. Same pair of jeans summer after fucking summer. So fucking heavy that his sneakers used to lean in. Belly used to hang, teeth was mad greening. This is just the real shit about these kids I know, so pay attention and check out the flow. Now, the victim in this story is my man Charlie Mack. Kinda laid back, but still down with the nigga pack. Always gave a pound every time I see him. Now I'm thinking why it had to be him. Even though you're gone, kid, I'ma let you know the respect stays. Bring it back to high school, talking about the Wayne Tech days. On the bus and chilling with the fly bitties, with the bad bodies. I'm talking about the stupid mad hotties. The memory goes on beyond life, kid. Even though you died by the knife, kid, I know you in a better spot. Boo God, I hope your ass rot. Murder one is the charge that you got. See your ass try the plot when you lost 500 to his brother in a CeeLo game worth the mother. Now you done fucked up, sonny. You lost your girl's rent money. Hey fella, how you gonna tell her? You ain't. Instead you tried to get it back. When up in his rest and you saw where he hit it at. Waited for a while, then your ass made a plan up. Asked to use the baffle master, let you so you ran up. The steps went in his brother room to get your go back. Your ass flipped a notch when you heard him say yo black. So I guess you're bigger. Since you had an overweight figure and was bigger that you could get over on my nigga. So you grabbed him, jabbed him, sliced him, stabbed him. Then you slit his throat. But the shit I wrote is kinda fucked up. When a friend goes out on another friend, listen, heed the word that the brother sent. It's all about a life and death situation. Death will take your life without no hesitation. Can you understand what I'm kicking? You better choose wise with the friends that you're picking. Ayo, kid, I just brought it back from my man Charlie Mack. See, I told ya, I'ma come through like a soldier. Yo, I'm out,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yo, I wanna give a rest in peace to my man Charles Mack. Yeah, big up to Chuck, KDY2, that naughty motherfucker Damon cooling up in Alabama. Yeah.